Good morning. My name is Russ Clemmie. I'm a district sales manager here for Syngenta Crop Protection, and I cover the state of Minnesota, and I get to introduce here today the start of our 2007 Learning Center here in Milford, Iowa. So kind of walk you through Mike Johnston here, my counterpart, who's on the NK seed side, and work pretty closely together. We're going to walk you through what the agenda looks like here and today. We do have a list of thank yous to do as well. So this is the first year for this site at Bruce Johnson's farm here in Milford. And we have 12 of these sites across the U.S. And they range from Colorado to Pennsylvania. And we've been doing these sites about 4 years is the longest. So we got a lot of research, a lot of data, and a lot of information that comes out of these sites. And it should be a real good day that you can look through a lot of interesting facts. So there's going to be 8 different stops through the day, and they range from genetics to yield to ethanol to insects to some nitrogen work and et cetera, et cetera. And we do gain all the data from all the sites at the end of the year, and there is the opportunity to go and look and see the data and information if you want on our website at the end of the year as well. So a lot of good information comes out of these sites, and you can pull it up from all 12 sites if you like. So looks like a good day here. The rainfall here, you know, a couple tenths here fell last night, which has been kind of typical of this area through the season, really spotty, like a lot of the area here through the Midwest of Iowa and Minnesota. And but Terry Carmody is going to walk through a little bit of the history of this site as well. So to get started here, I did have a few thank yous and recognize a few people that have been involved in this heavily. I don't know if Bruce Johnson, if he's in the tent at all. Bruce, if you could stand up, please. Bruce is the local landowner and farmer, and he's been willing to help us out and provide the land for us. So I'd like to send a quick thank you to Bruce. So appreciate that. So the other people, we do have our site manager, Doug Stout, and he's probably on a tractor here right now that has been organizing the site with Northern Iowa Research Company, and then Adam Bennett is his assistant around that. And then the LV Ag Research helps out and do a lot of the trials. So these guys are out here from spring to summer and do a lot of the spring and the field work and et cetera, and getting the site to where you see it today. So they did a nice job. There's a lot of different stops around here when you look at the trade show and the different booths and et cetera. We have Kurt Meyer here from Bluff Ridge, which is working with some tenders and treaters over here. We have Eric Bauhe from Meriden Manufacturing Freezing Tanks that you can visit over here in our trade show. And the trade show will be going on through the lunch hour and then after the day is complete as well. So what you'll do is you'll hit 4 stops in the morning, come back for lunch, and then have some time to go through the trade show, and then we do 4 stops in the afternoon. The stops are only about 25 minutes, so you'll have plenty of time through the lunch break to do so. You have Trent Stram here from KSI Conveyors, looking at true bulk and seed handling systems, and then Jim Self from Farm Chem. We have 2 individuals from John Deere here, William Barr and Ron DeFau, who will also be out in the plot talking about some new technology around 4CS. And then we have Dave Nelson from Brokaw Supply. And then we also have the Ethanol Promotion Information Council here, which is over here at the IRL race car. So hopefully you can get a chance to go over there and take a look at that as well. And then we also have a couple university speakers here. I'd like to recognize Dr. Fred Bellows from University of Illinois and Dr. Jason Band from Southern Illinois University. So got a good set of speakers here, got a good full day, so appreciate everybody coming out and taking a chance on the weather that didn't rain as much as some other areas got. So look forward to a great day. Would like to turn over to Terry Carmody, you know, kind of go through a quick site history.
I'll just take one quick minute to discuss the site a little bit. The Johnsons had all this on ridges last year. It was all corn. It took us a little time to knock those ridges off early in the season. We then had a significant rain event about the 4th of May. So the average corn planting date was kind of on the back end of the window, probably May 12th. So if you look at some of this corn, there's some different planting dates by design. If you look at some of this corn, it doesn't seem to be quite as far along as some of the corn in the neighborhood. The reason was we had some upfront preparation that pushed us back a week or so. May was really good. June and July, did anybody experience any heat stress around the areas? Wasn't any different here. What we did have was about three, roughly one-inch rain events between 10 days ago and the end of May. So, yes, we experienced some stress, but you can look around and see, for the most part, the corn and beans look very, very good. Those three events came just at the right time. Some of those were narrow bands, and obviously everybody knows some people were blessed with rains and some missed it. We felt like we were blessed here. That's basically a brief history. I don't know if Doug is around now, but if anybody's got any specific questions, the site manager, Doug, can fill you in on that. But felt like the environment was pretty much favorable, all things considered, and you can see the results look pretty good right now. You'll appreciate how much effort went on. It's about, in rough numbers, 45 acres total on the site. And as you tour around the alleys and that, you can appreciate that most of the work was done by the two or three guys with Doug in the lead. So.
All right, I'm going to give you folks a little rundown here of some other things that are going on here. Just from a safety perspective, we do have a nurse on staff that is back in the registration booth. So if, especially for you leader groups, you guys see anybody looking a little woozy, let's get them back to the tent. I know there was a few guys from Minnesota that were out a little late last night. So, you know, the first stop speakers, you guys might have to keep them awake. But couple other things, too, when you registered, if you're interested in CEUs, we are applying for, I believe it's 5 credits. So the sign-in sheet and you also have to sign out is at the registration booth also. So make sure you do take advantage of that. The other part is, too, Russ alluded to it, there is 4 stops in the morning and then 4 stops after lunch. And we'll all meet back here for lunch. So there's going to be 4 groups that will be walking to the first 4 sessions. And then there's also another set of 4 that will be trailered out to a few sessions that are a little bit farther out. So we'll get to that here in a second. The other thing is, too, is inside of your folder here, I'll open up here so you guys can see where that's at. Just about in the middle, there is a survey form inside your book, okay? And what I'd like to make sure that everyone does is fills that form out, and at the end of the day, we'd like to have everyone back in this main tent for a wrap-up session, and your ticket to be able to qualify for some of the neat prizes up here, these big John Deere radio-controlled toys. We've got some GPS units, some nice cameras. I think they're 8.3 megapixels, so they're pretty darn good digital cameras. And then also some NK agrometers, which is GDU accumulators for heat units back here too. So, but that is your ticket to be able to qualify in the final drawings here today. So make sure that you fill that out and come back in here after the last session. The last thing that I want to remind everyone is cell phones. Okay, everybody's busy, that type of stuff. Please put these on vibrate or on off as a respectful contribution to your speakers. These guys have a lot of good educational material here today, and just out of courtesy to them, please make sure that your cell phone is on vibrate or in the off position. So with that, then Russ, you want to break the group up and we'll get them rolling. Okay, so the first 4 groups are actually going to get on the trailers and head to the farthest sessions. The guys, Chris, can you come in here for a second? Your group leaders are going to be, you know, stellar young guys like Chris here that have these neat little signs, okay? Now, the thing that I got to remind you is when we come in here for lunch, after lunch, you want to make sure you get back with the same stellar-looking individual that you brought you here and takes you through all the sessions so that you don't end up in the same session twice, okay? So make sure that if you're with Chris, that you find Chris after lunch so that you can get back in the same rotation that you need to be, okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to break this room up into 8 groups. And Russ, if I can have you kind of go down about halfway. Is that about right, Russ? Okay. We're going to start with this table over here. This is going to be the From the front here to Russ, on both sides of the table, you guys are going to be group number 8, and you're going to be with Paul. So why don't you follow Paul out to the trailer,